בכבוד.
יפה מישהו. This book Sefer Shmot, it's called the Book of Redemption, Sefer Gula. And you see the scary part is the Mishnah in the Gemara says that if Chas v'Shalom we're not going to have Mashiach the easy way, we have to go to the desert. You don't say which desert. It's not so simple that Mashiach is going to come and everybody's going to fly to Eretz Israel. It might be the same episode. We went through once, we might go it again. Not only that, the Gemara comes another statement, very scary one. It said, at the end of the day, from the 600,000 people that came out of Egypt, only 2 entered to Eretz Israel. The rest died in the desert. The 2 is Yehoshua and Caleb. Says the Gemara, you need a big zechut when Mashiach will come, that all of us should be able to enter Israel. The chashav should not be the same. Achen la'atid lavo, says the Gemara. The person has to know, it's a scary thing. Mashiach is a scary thing. This book of redemption, of course, as well said, it's not the history of what happened in Egypt. This is a guy, this is, shall I say this? This is instruction for us. What we got to do in order for us to come out of exile. So the Torah tells us the story that Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets him the first time in the burning bush. And he talks to him. And he tells him, I'm the God of your father, Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. A simple explanation means that Moshe knows it. Moshe knows that his grandfather was Yaakov Avinu. And obviously, Avraham Avinu was his great-grandfather. So Hashem doesn't have to tell him this. In his appearance, Hashem tells him this. You should know, I'm the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he tells him that, oh, Haiti, he says, I did see Etoni Ami Yatzir B'Mitzrayim, the poverty of my nation. A title the first time. Ami Bnei Israel. He said, first title we got that we are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I saw this. Ve'et Tzakatam Shamati Bnei Nogzav, I also heard the screaming. Because also in my heart I realize how much they suffer. And therefore what I would like you to go, I would like you to go and we take Am Israel, my nation, out of Egypt. Since I saw, I heard, and I realized. Three things. Hashem didn't have to say that. Hashem doesn't have to tell Moshe why the redemption is coming. Anyway, the redemption is coming because Hashem said to Abraham Avinu, we're going to end up in Egypt for a certain time. And then we're going out. If Hashem doesn't think that we're eligible to go out, okay, so Hashem said to Moshe, listen, I decide anyway to go. It's not Moshe's business. And Hashem doesn't have to say that so-called the three reasons why he's taken out of Mitzrayim. And please go and collect from Israel and tell them that I'm here. I'm the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Egypt. Torah tells us, Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what zechut they have? Who am I to take them? Or what zechut they have? What kind of question is this? What zechut they have? What's your business? Hashem talks to you and Hashem tells you, go. You don't ask Hashem, how come? What do you mean, how come? Thank God. Instead, you ask Hashem, what zechut? Hashem tells you, listen, you're going to go and I know you're very humble, but I'm going to go along with you. And the question is, ask me why I'm doing it. So the reason is because when you come out of Egypt, now you are standing on Har Horeb, this is Har Sinai, and eventually you come out of Egypt, you're going to end up coming here, and I'm going to give them the Torah. So Moshe was not happy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's statement that we suffer so much in Egypt. Of course, Moshe maybe did not know exactly what happened in Egypt. He was away from Egypt for almost 70 years. But Hashem tells you, we want, so what are you asking Hashem? What's the chud? It's your family. It's your brother, it's your sister, it's your nephews. So what kind of question is this? So now he wants to know. Hashem says, okay, that's it. Then he asks Hashem, okay, now when I go there, they're going to ask me, what is the name of Hashem? What do you mean you're going to ask what the name of Hashem? What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? They're going to ask you. So what name shall I tell them? And Hashem said, okay, I'll tell you a name. It's called Eke Asher, Eke, Eke. It's one of the names of Hashem. And to me, it's the name of the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very important name. The miracle value is 21. It's an important name. Hashem said, go tell them that name. What does it mean, that name? What? Who cares what name? And what answer is this? Tell them that name. Okay? Hashem tells him, okay, you're happy now? Now you go to Egypt, the first thing you go collect all the Chachamim, Zikne Israel, and tell them Hashem revealed himself to me, and here we're going to go to Paro. We're going to go to Paro, we're going to take the Jews out. So Moshe says, they won't believe me. They will say, Hashem never revealed himself to you. It's not true. The way the text reads, mainly it goes on the Chachamim. So it's obvious, I mean, it's normal that somebody's going to come tomorrow, is going to say, I saw Hashem and I'm here to take you out of Egypt. In Yemen, a lot of times people got up in the morning, very holy people, and they said, they are the Mashiach. You had the Shabtat Zvi, Molcho, some people from Europe, from Yemen, got up, they had some kind of a dream at night, and they felt that they are the Mashiach. And a lot of people packed up their suitcases and sold the furniture, emptied the houses, or ready to go. I said, but usually people don't believe in it. So Moshe said, they're not going to believe, and Hashem says, what do you mean they don't believe? Of course they believe. What do you mean they don't believe? Hashem tells Moshe, listen, what do you have in your hand? Moshe said, the stick. Hashem said, tells him, you know what? Why don't you throw the stick on the floor? The stick turned to be a snake, and Torah says, Moshe ran away from him. Detail. Hashem tells Moshe, okay, hold the snake in his tail. It's going to turn back into a stick. So that's what you're going to show them. You come down to Egypt, show the people this. And Hashem tells him, put your hand under your arm, and takes it out of his arm. Under his arm has some white spots, sarat, what we call. Hashem tells him, put it back, disappear. He says, listen, tell them that also, I show you certain things. They take some water and spill it on the floor, and the water will turn into blood. Then to show them, go to Am Yisrael, go to the old people over there, to the Chachamim, show them these things, and then they're going to, if they're not going to believe you first, eventually they're going to believe you. They're going to believe you. Why are they going to believe you? Gemara says, Moshe next week arrived in Paro's palace, and with Aaron, and Aaron threw the stick on the floor and became a snake. The Gemara says, Paro called children from nursery with diapers, and each one had a stick in his hand, and Paro told them, throw it on the floor, and all of them became snakes. So, the Torah will tell you next week that Aaron hid the Nile and the water turned into blood. Says the Torah, the magicians in Egypt did the same thing. They went, they got big bottle of water, and they turned it into blood. So, what the proof is this? It's not a proof. The whole Egypt was full of magic. The Gemara tells us that it was about 1400 years ago. Somebody was a Chachamim, the Gemara says, Zairi, his name was Zairi, went to purchase a donkey in Libya. Libya had very good donkeys, strong and not lazy. And the guy, the Chacham, bought this donkey, and then he took him to a car wash. So the Gemara says it turned to be a stick. Says the Gemara, the Ziri sent an email to the people in Libya and says, what kind of business is this? What kind of a donkey? He says, you don't know? But actually, it was from Egypt. But it was from Libya, import. He says, you know, in Egypt, everything is magic. You take a stick and you have to know a few words, and then the stick becomes a donkey. And you know, the Gemara says, water cancels magic. You now take him to Kalosh. You have to wash him with oil, with wine, not with the water. It's your fault. Don't you know? When you buy something in Egypt, we're talking about 1400 years ago. We're not talking about the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, look, you come down to Egypt, you do these tricks. You say, tricks? Everybody knows how to make those tricks. In Egypt? Nothing. A few years ago in India, somebody was brought into court, and while the judge spoke to him, he turned himself to be a goat in front of the public. It's not a big deal to do it. It's easy to do it. It's a big punishment from Hashem to do such a thing. It's called magic. It's a big sin. Somebody does the thing, it's a mitzvah to kill him. It's one of them taught in the Torah. But it's not something outstanding. It's a simple thing. And then Hashem told Moshe, you're going to do it. Why are they going to believe me? Everybody came down to Egypt, and the Torah tells you that's what happened. Children threw sticks on the floor. Gemara says that Paro called his wife also. By the way, you should know, Gemara, you know, you see a Torah Tenu, Torah Temet. Somebody showed me a video yesterday. A video that just now the Egyptians found on the floor of Yam Suf, chariot, full chariot, full. And they explained, it's amazing how they stand over there, nothing, you know, was no war, was nothing. There's no sign of any war. It must be, we thought it's fiction. Until now we thought it's fiction that split Yam Suf. Now we start to believe it's true. I just told him to write a myth. I said, the whole thing with Egypt is 100%. I said, what does Hashem want from Moshe? To go down to Egypt? It's going to convince him. So, Torah says, okay, Moshe, you ready? No, you're not ready. And Moshe said, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't speak well. Moshe stuttered a little bit. Moshe had some episode with Paro. He put some calls in his mouth. He cannot pronounce words exactly. He said, Moshe, I can't go. You won't understand what I'm saying. Hashem said, stop it already. I told you to go. Moshe said, you know what, Hashem? Send whatever you want. Says the Gemara, Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know I'm not going to lead them to Israel, and I know I'm not going to be Mashiach. Once you find somebody else that he might lead them to Israel, because I will die before, and maybe this guy also will be Mashiach. I don't want to go. Hashem said, you know what? Listen, enough talking. Just go. Lech. Go. Go call Aaron. Aaron's going to help you. Okay. Information. Continues the Torah. And it says, Moshe came down to Egypt. And he did the things that Hashem said. Vayamenam. I says, everybody believed. And Moshe is the messenger, is the new Mashiach. Vayakduva ishtachavu. It says, the bat on the floor, yeah, we're going to Eretz Israel, finished. We're leaving Egypt, we believe. Could you know the Torah that after they believed, Moshe took Aaron and went to Paro's palace and told Paro we have to go. Paro said, what kind of business is this? We're lazy people. Not only that, from now on, you're going to have to do the bricks, the amount of bricks that you did before. Now, I'm not going to give you the material to do bricks. Now you have to go get material. So the Gemara says they went and they tried to find some straw. They used to make the bricks with straw. And they went to people's yard and people ran after them, hit them, bleeding. So Moshe, when Moshe came out of the palace, the people standing over there, Am Yisrael screaming at Moshe, Tatan Vavira, Amadon, says, what do you do? Since you came, things got worse. What kind of Mashiach are you? Look what happened. And then the parasha ends that Moshe himself came to Hashem and he told Hashem, listen, I told you I don't want to go. Look what happened. Why did you send me? Forget about it. End of the parasha. Some Chachamim tell us the following. The Torah will tell us in Parashat Beshalach, Am Israel came out of Egypt and they're having man every day from Hashemayim. They had already slav, birds. They came to Rephidim, there's no water. There's no water. So the Gemara says, the Torah says, the text reads, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to know something about Hashem. Who would like to know? The Gemara says three ideas what they want. First thing they said, that's Moshe. We want to know if Hashem is the boss, so-called, of universe completely, or, you know, it's only our boss. Says he is ribon kol ha-ma'asim. That's what we say in Shacharit. It says ribon kol ha-ma'asim. Ribon means the boss of all the things. Then the second thing they say they want to know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as a king, that the king knows his obligation to supply. He's king of the state. It's his obligation to take care of his nation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like a king that is going to give us what we need, or only as a king as to give us instructions, only commands us. And the third thing says the Gemara, ask Moshe Rabbeinu, we would like to know if Hashem knows what we want to have, whatever is in our heart. Forget about if He's going to supply us, or He's going to give us bread. But let's say we want to have pizza. So, does Hashem know that we love pizza? I said, excuse me, what do you mean? We want to know it. We want to know if Hashem knows what we want. Not just what He wants to give us. First, we're not sure that He's going to give us whatever we need. He said, here we got stuck here. He said, there's no water. And what is the matter? What is it? What is it? How come? How come there's no water? How come He doesn't take care of us? And maybe you don't want water. Maybe you want Coca-Cola. Does He know that you want Coca-Cola? The Torah says those are the three things. The Torah says that place over there, Moshe called it Masa Omeriba. It says so-called we quarrel with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We ask those kind of questions. So what's really behind it? So Chachamim tell us, you know that we say in Shemoneh Esrei Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Avotenu. Elokei Avotenu includes everything. Avot is only three. The rest are not called Avot, not your father. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, well, so, what do you say? They say, Shemoneh Esrei Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotenu. Okay, included everything already. They say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. What is this all about? So Chachamim tells us the following. Avraham Avinu, the Torah tells us a story about Avraham Avinu, the introduction, that Hashem tells him, go out of father's place, birthplace, and go to the land I'm going to show you. What do you mean I'm going to show you? Says the Gemara, Avraham did not have a GPS, and Avraham could not know where is he going. Hashem told him just like this, look upstairs and walk. Says the Gemara was a cloud, that Avraham Avinu decided to follow the cloud, and eventually he got to Eretz Israel. He didn't go to find the map, no. Looking upstairs. The same thing says the Gemara, says the Torah, Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak, Hashem tells him, Lech lecha al Eretz HaMoriah. Valeu shal me'ola, go take Yitzchak to Eretz HaMoriah. He says, where is it? Avraham didn't know where is it. Where it is? The Torah says, Yom HaShlishi. He says, Avraham, it's not Eretz HaMoriah. He says, third day, he saw a cloud. On top of one day, he says, oh, they saw it. Fine. So how did he get here? How did he know where to go? He didn't know where to go. Followed my eyes. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, that you should know, it's Avraham Avinu, so-called, was tested by Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he is looking for Hashem with his eyes. That's what it means. Chachamim tell us, you should know, the Parnassah, the Gemara says, it's very crucial, the person who says, Ashrei Shevetecha, says, Potech et Yadecha, Mizukhul Haratzon. This is a person, according to the Kabbalah, he should open his hands like this. that the parnasa should come through his hands. Potech et yadecha, open up your hands. As you have said, Hashem give me parnasa. I said, I did. No parnasa, nothing. He says, know what? So Chachamim said, you know what the sentence before says? Enecho lecha yisaberu. Enecho lecha yisaberu. The eyes of everybody has to search for you. Then Hashem gives you the parnasa. But first you have to look. So when you look at the parnasa, first you have to raise your eyes. You have to raise your eyes for Hashem. And then you want to know who is the messenger of the shaliach, they will give you the parnasa. It's not the customer, it's not the supplier, it's not somebody. It says he's going to be just the messenger. But it should be the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So after it says, Enecho lecha yisaberu, it should be your eyes. It says, that's what we say. As Chachamim saying this, the parnasa doesn't start with potech et yadecha. Parnasa starts the sentence before. Enecho lecha yisaberu. It says, first you have to look with your eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you search HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, who is this? It's Abraham Avinu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, the story about Abraham Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, the way the Torah tells us, the information that we have, and it's the only information that we have, is that there was a famine in Israel, and Yitzchak is going to Egypt. And on the way Hashem stopped him, Hashem told him, don't go down. Stay where we are, where you are now. In Grah, says that. And over here, it would be okay, Parnasa. Okay, the Torah tells us that Yitzchak stayed and started to dig wells, and he had fights with the people, and eventually it's okay. I says the test of Yitzchak is listening to Hashem. I says, listen, it's a famine, and then no prosperity is in Egypt. He's going to Egypt. Hashem said, don't go to Egypt. He said, why can't I go to Egypt? He said, where are you on the altar? You sacrifice. He said, listen, what do you do over here? I said, it was a famine in Grar. This was Gaza and Ashkelon. Nevertheless, he listened. He stayed over there. He stayed over there. The Gemara says, Yisrael Yitzchak Baratz Hayi. It says, the zechut of Parnasa that you know you have is when you listen. You have to listen to Hashem. You have to listen. Hashem says, listen, it doesn't make sense to stay here. I better go to Egypt. Egypt is prosperity. He said, Hashem says, no, don't go there. He said, stay here. I'm staying here. Stay here. It's a famine. I'm on my way to Egypt. But listen to Hashem. That's called Elokei Yitzchak. Elokei Yaakov Chachamim say, it means this is the heart of the person. To be sincere and to have the emunah in your heart. 100%. How do you have the emunah 100% in your heart? I say, Yaakov Avinu. I says, what did you learn from Yaakov Avinu? I says, no, until age 63, he was learning at home. Then another 14 years, was on the way. He came back to yeshiva. So he learned Torah and he conducted his business with honesty. With honesty. So that's called Elokei Yaakov. It means when a person before he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he wants to have his request, he said, I am the grandson of Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Hashem said, what are you talking about? He said, no, Hashem. What I mean is like this. I look forward to search you. I'm going to listen to you. And I have a munah in you. And that's actually what the Torah tells us. That Hashem, when he revealed himself to Moshe, he told Moshe those. He says, first he tells Moshe, I saw. Then he said, "Be'etzakatam shamati." I heard. And then he said, "Yadati marchovav." He said, "My heart told me to take care of them." Chachamim said, "It's according to us, the way Hashem acts, or Hashem reveals Himself." Since Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Look." Since I'm Israel suffered so much, and they scream to me, and they're looking for me, I'm going to look for them. It's a mirror effect. The way you do, Hashem does it to you. And that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to explain to you something, Moshe. The reason why I'm going to take them out is, I am Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. He says, why are you telling me? I know. My name is Moshe. I know my father is Amram. My great-grandfather is Levi, Yaakov. I know. You don't understand. I'm going to try to explain to you. Avraham Avinu's power was that he was searching Hashem. Says the Gemara, Avinu got up in the morning, he looked upstairs, he saw the sun. He said, oh, the sun, very nice. He said, this must be God.
Then sunset came. He said, no. So I looked something else in the sky. I saw moon and stars. I said, no, must be God. And he says, no moon, no sun. He says, where is he? So he was looking with his eyes, actually with his eyes, physical eyes. He says, I'm looking. That's what in the Kabbalah it's called to look in every object, in every act, to look. You search for Elokut. You see, I want to see God in everything. I want to see God. And actually, the eyes have power. The eyes have power for this. That actually you can see, Chacham Ibn Ezra said, Shara Ayn Shara Shamayim. It said, with your eyes you can see. That's the Gemara said, that's the Psukim said. We say in the Tefillah, we hope to see Hashem. You see with eyes. Yeah, with eyes. The Gemara says, the Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to reveal himself, whatever it means. Actually, what it means for us, what you would expect, what they think you're going to see. So you're going to see a blue cloud. That's what the whole time. But Hashem reveals himself in a cloud, a blue cloud. Like his chair, the Gemara says, is blue. Hashem's chair is blue. The Luchot actually was blue. That's why Hashem made the ocean looks like blue. That's why we have a tzitzit blue. Because actually, the Gemara says, that's going to be. As given, Mashiach will come, we'll have some a dance in the circle. And we're going to see in the middle of the circle, we're going to see Hashem. What are you going to see, Hashem? What are you going to see? Hashem is nothing. You're not allowed to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a body. No, but you're going to see the cloud in a shape, a certain shape. That's the secret of what it means. But that's the expectation. That's what Torah tells you a few times. They saw the cloud, they saw Hashem. How can you can't see Hashem? Hashem is nothing. When you cross the Yamsuf, people say, I see Hashem. Well, you can't see Hashem. What do you mean see Hashem? Hashem is energy, massive energy. And the person is not allowed to imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a body, hands or something. So that's Hashem. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to explain to you something. Look, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. He says, what do you mean? Of course, I know. No, it means like this. Now I'm going to explain to myself. Elokei Avraham means the eyes. Elokei Yitzchak means the ear. And Elokei Yaakov means the heart. It says, Vayeda Elokim, Torah says, Hashem said to Moshe, that's what I'm here for. Because I see they're searching for me. Because it's such in trouble. And they suffer so much. And they're screaming that I should hear. I said, they want me to hear. If they don't want me to hear, I heard it. They want me to take care of them. I take care of them. And therefore, that's what Torah tells you. This is the information. This is the so-called hint. The Zohar said for us to know before redemption, Mashiach is here. He said, Mashiach is here. Let me tell you something. What you got to do? You have to search Hashem. You have to listen to Hashem. He should listen to you. And the Gemara says, it's going to be the same episode. The Gemara says, Chachamim say, they don't want to see Mashiach. They don't want to be in time of Mashiach. Might be the same tragedies that were in Egypt to the Jews before. So Chachamim said, I don't want to be in time of Mashiach. I like to come afterwards when the dead ones will rise. Then I want to come. I don't want to come now. I don't want to see it. And that's really the Torah tells you that that's the episode. So Moshe Rabbeinu hears from Hashem something else. All of a sudden Hashem tells him, Rao Haiti. He says, what did he say? Hashem told Moshe, let me explain to you something. I see that I take them out of Egypt. I see I'm going to give them the Torah. I see the golden calf already. What do you say, Hashem? See, golden calf. Uh-huh. So Hashem, I want to ask you something. What zechut they have to go out? I don't understand. So if you do golden calf under Har Sinai, 40 days after Hashem revealed himself, it means it's not the whole thing is fake, fiction. So he says, Moshe told Hashem, so what's the reason you want to take them out? Be back to square one with this. Hashem said, no, let me tell you something. Go out, they're going to get the Torah. Says the Gemara, the Torah is the only chance that we have a belief in Hashem. Says the Rambam in his commentary, all the miracles are just to get you to have appetite to learn Torah. That's all. But if you're going to say, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I found a chariot under Yam Suf, this is good for today. Tomorrow morning you forget about it. Not that you don't believe it, I believe it, but it's not in front of you all the time. So, tomorrow you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way to have emunah that you scream to Hashem, you're looking for Hashem, you want Hashem to take you out of Egypt, But I know Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's information. That's in the Torah and the Gemara. I said, that's what it is. Hashem, Moshe said, so what's the purpose? Hashem said, you know what the purpose is? Torah. Not because the sake of the Torah. Because the Gemara says the Torah is the only tool that you can work with against what we call the devil, the Satan, to have Hashem in mind all the time in the Emunah. Just the Rambam's commentary is the Emunah. With a miracle, it's called Emunat Tfela. This is illusion that you believe in Hashem. You don't believe in Hashem. You see something, of course, it wakes you up, but it's not the true Emunah. Emunah means that you have something very stable and very true in your heart that nothing will change you. Same way the Gemara says, the same after Emunah, the same after in the Chachamim. But as soon as you come to the Chacham, this is the rabbi, and he tells you, your left arm is your right arm, and your right arm is your left arm, he says, yes, Rabbi. And you don't try to correct him. I say, what do you mean? He's wrong. He says, it's no wrong. No such thing wrong. It's called Emunah. That's what he said, I believe. I knew till today, my right hand is this. My rabbi said, no, you live in a mistake. This is your left hand. I believe. That's called Emunah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations, in every episode. This is Hashem. This is what Jesus said. Listen, when it's prosperity, Hashem or Elohim. Something is difficult, there's no Hashem. No Hashem. Moshe, you're not the Mashiach. Look what happened. You came down to Paro, and Paro does not give us the supply to make bricks. Where'd you come? So what happened? There's no belief. Says the Gemara. Moshe came down to Egypt, and he and Aaron made those little things, and everybody bowed down and said, Hashem, Hashem. I says, why did you believe in it? He says, because Hashem told Moshe they believe in it. It's true. Every kid in Egypt can do the miracles, can turn the stick into a snake. It's true. But when Moshe would come, he comes with the power of Hashem and says, the power of Hashem is the belief. If Hashem said, that's going to happen. Everybody bow down. Everybody believe. Okay. Then the Torah says, Moshe and Aaron went to the palace. Says the Gemara, Moshe and Aaron, Hashem told Moshe to collect all the Chachamim to come. And he told them, you're coming with me to the palace. Says the Gemara, at the palace, only Moshe and Aaron arrived. Says the Gemara, where are all the other people? The Gemara said, they got cold feet. Maybe we're going to Paro's palace? Oh no, we're not going to go there. Moshe said, Hashem said, you should come with me to Paro. No, he never went. They never came. Never came. Moshe found himself and Aaron by themselves in the palace. He said, where is the Emunah? Vaporized. Comes to Paro's palace. I says, Paro, you want to get out? Paro said, forget about it. You're not going to get supply. Moshe comes out of the palace and the people scream at him. He says, why you came to Egypt? Why did you come to Egypt? You don't believe it. Listen. Just now, you just said that you believe in Hashem, you bow down, you said, Vayigdu v'yishtachavu. So what happened to you? There's no Emunah. There's no Emunah, it means no Zuchut of Yaakov Avinu. It means Hashem in his heart gives up and doesn't hear and doesn't look to see where you are. That's the whole thing. And that's what tells you that even Moshe himself said the Gemara, the influence of the society, Moshe himself, so-called lost is Emunah in Hashem. Of course, it's in a small version. But Moshe said to Hashem, why did you send me? Look, things got worse. He says, where's the Emunah, Moshe? Where's your Emunah? He says, without Torah, there's no Emunah. Moshe just came from Midian. He was away from Egypt for almost 70 years. He says, no Torah, all the time. For a second, if you leave the Torah, you have no Emunah in Hashem. Doesn't matter what you think, I believe. Vaporize in 1 second. And this the Torah wants to tell you, this is the warning that Chas v'Shalom was not coming out of Egypt. Says the Gemara, Moshe disappeared for 3 months. 3 months, you couldn't find Moshe. You know where Moshe was? There's no information where Moshe was. Moshe disappeared, then Am Yisrael started again to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Moshe arrived again, eventually took us out of Egypt. But the bottom line is that you never ever move now. And without Emunah, says the Gemara, Hashem will not take us out. Says the Gemara, Bezchut HaEmunah Nigalim. And the difficult times that the person has, this is the test. You have Emunah. Says, you can't have Emunah if you don't study.
Let's say Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, eventually coming out of Egypt, as Chachamim said, Olam Haba, Mashiach comes, the Beit Hamikdash. I said, what's going to be? What's going to be? We only Torah, only Yeshivot, only Torah. Because otherwise, there's no Emunah. That's the problem. It's not because you must learn Torah. I said, without Torah, you believe today, tomorrow you don't believe. As something happened, I don't believe in Hashem anymore. Finish. I saw a video. Somebody came to the Rebbe, the Babich Rebbe, a Jew. I don't know why he had so much chutzpah, a Jewish chutzpah. He goes to the Rebbe in front of him and he says, you know, I used to be a Jew and I converted and I wrote a book about it. And the Rebbe looks at him and he says to him, I think you're sick. So the guy explained himself. So the Rebbe said, the more you explain yourself, the more sick you are. What kind of business is it you left Judaism? He gave the Rebbe the book. The Rebbe said, I'm taking one book away from him. He should have one less book. Threw it in the garbage. I said, what does it matter? I said, if you don't study Torah, the person can convert right away. I said, Torah is not obligation. Torah is a tool to have the Emunah. He says, Gemara b'zchut ha'emunah. Gemara says, Avraham Avinu came back from Akedat Yitzchak b'zchut ha'emunah. Because he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem saved Yitzchak. Yitzchak was saved because of Emunah. I says, Yaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo, says the Rambam, look, it says the belief, it says before Yashir, they believe. They said, look what happened. You know what happened? After we came out of Egypt, we came to a place of Refidim, they want to know three things. What do you want to know? I want to know if Hashem is Ribon Kol HaMaasim. So what does that mean? You know what it means? I tell you what it means. Avraham Avinu, says the Gemara, when he called up Eliezer, he told Eliezer, I want you to go find the Shidduch of Yitzchak. He tells Eliezer, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Elokei Haaretz. God of the sky and God of earth, says the Gemara. What do you mean, Avraham? Why are you telling him this? He says, you know what I'm going to tell him? Because before I came, nobody knew about Hashem. I spread Hashem that He is the world's leader. He is the big boss here. I says that Am Israel came to that place. They ask Moshe, we would like to know if Hashem is Ribon Kol HaMaasim, if He is the head of the world or He's just our God. What do you mean, just our God? Moshe says, look, when the spies came back, Moshe sent spies to look for Eretz Israel, to look what's going on in Eretz Israel. 12 people, 10 people, 10 rabbis came back and they said, Hazaku Mimenu. I said, it's true, Hashem is our God, but there must be somebody superior than Hashem. He said, what? Yeah. He saw in Eretz Israel giants and all these major things different. There's another power upstairs, and we think he's more powerful than Hashem. He says, what is this? Oh, this is before Avraham Avinu, people believed. But Avraham Avinu was the first one that was able to convince people, whoever he was able to convince, that the God is the God Almighty, He's the God of the world. And it comes, the Torah says, when we got to Refidim, we ask Moshe three questions. First question we ask Hashem, if Hashem is Ribon Kol HaMaasim, rings a bell? Yeah. Because you don't have the emunah of Avraham Avinu. That's what it means. Because Avraham Avinu spread that Hashem's name, it should be the Ribon Kol HaMaasim. And here they said, no, it's not Ribon Kol HaMaasim. That's why in the Tchila we say Ribon Kol HaMaasim, because the zchut of Avraham Avinu. And then they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is He going to supply us like a king? I said, what do you mean supply us like a king? Well, this is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem told him, you know what? You don't have to go to Egypt. You want Parnasa? Stay here. I said, where is it? Gra. Well, Gra is a famine. He said, I take care of you. I am your God, don't worry, I'm your king. I'm going to supply you. They ask Moshe Rabbeinu, does Hashem act like a king is going to supply us? It means, what do you mean, supply us? He supply Yitzchak, you don't remember? No Yitzchak. And they want to know the third question. Says, does Hashem know what we want in our heart? In your heart, you have to have emunah. It means your heart is empty. There's no Yaakov Avinu. That's to our rights. We got to the place over there, Moshe said, that place is called Masa Meriva. You fought with Hashem. You quarreled with Hashem. What did they do? Those three questions. Is no Elokei Avraham, no Elokei Yitzchak, no Elokei Yaakov. As Chachamim said, Yisud Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Hashem will redeem us, will take us out. It says, because they invented that thing, that therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. So Avraham Avinu, when he was looking to Hashem, therefore Hashem is looking for us. He says, Enei Hashem Eli Re'av, Hamiyachalim Lechazdo. He says, Hashem is looking to see who is looking for his kindness. Enei Cholecha Yisaveru. He says, Yom Panasa. He says, with your eyes, you have to search for Hashem first. And then you say, Potechet Yadecha. Then Hashem gives it to you. And then you have to scream to Hashem. It's not you scream that you want Panasa from people. Ben Adam Shalot Shua. And other people. So first you have to scream to Hashem. I said, then Hashem listens to you screaming. But it's the Gemara says it's only because of Yaakov Avinu, because in his heart he has the emunah b'zchut Torah that he learned so much Torah. Those as the Chachamim say, as well as conditions for redemption. I said that's what Hashem writes in the Torah. As for us, there's Mashiach is in the way, Mashiach is in the way, Mashiach is in the way. You have to fulfill those conditions. Then we have the zchut to see Mashiach. But it's not because Hashem wrote Mashiach is coming. Says the Ramban, Hashem wrote Mashiach is coming. It's true. Says the Ramban, yeah. Hashem said we're going to be 400 years in Egypt. True. But if you act like Avraham Avinu, if you have the emunah in the eyes like Avraham Avinu, if you keep the mitzvot like Avraham Avinu, if not, Hashem has no obligation. Hashem told Avraham Avinu 400 years. Says the Ramban, it's true. 400 years if you look like Avraham's grandchildren, but not if you go to parades and you went to circus in Egypt and you went to a theater in Egypt. And you do Avodah Zarah in Egypt, and you stop doing Brit Milah in Egypt. I said, you expect Hashem to take you out of Egypt? No way. I says, by the poverty that we suffer, by the screaming, and by the munah that we're going to get to Hashem from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why Hashem took us out of Egypt. So it's not because Hashem told Avraham Avinu, says the Rambam, means nothing what Hashem told Avraham Avinu, because we didn't fulfill the conditions. So the only way we came out of Egypt. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu asked, tell me, what shall I tell them? What name is Hashem? What name is Hashem? He says, no, we want to know. I see they have no zechut. I see they can do the golden calf. I says, I have to tell them something that they really believe that Hashem wants to take them out. So this is Keter, this is the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I take them because of my crown. And the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. It's B'zchut HaTorah Nigael. B'zchut HaTorah Nigalu. It's the Gemara B'zchut HaTorah Nigael. So the Zohar said, you know, Mashiach is not here? Because we don't study enough Torah. I said, what has to do with anything? We do the mitzvah, Baruch Hashem. I said, no, you don't understand. If you don't study Torah, no redemption. He says, the Gemara says, why? I said, because Moshe will not come. Moshe is supposed to come with Mashiach. He's not coming. I said, why? Because you don't study. Who cares if you study or don't study? If you don't study of Noem Una. He says, even Mashiach will come. Rambam writes in his commentary, you know what's going to happen, Chas Shalom? Somebody's going to kill the Mashiach. Rambam writes in his commentary. Somebody will shoot the Mashiach or stab him. That's what he means. It's Mashiach. Yeah. Look what happened. If you don't study Torah all the time, the generation is not eligible to have Mashiach. The Mashiach will get killed. It's an obligation to have Mashiach. Chachamim said, you have to learn a lot of Torah to have Mashiach Rabbi Menachem. Thank you.